Oh, yeah, only the best music for my listeners right here on 91.9 KRVM. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Billy J and the Bluesabilly Band. I love the name. Hey, Billy, good to see you here.
Oh, thank you very much, Ron.
For some reason, your mic ain't doing much. Hold on, let me get stuff going on. Try it now.
All right.
Still not happening. There we go.
How about now?
Oh, that was way loud. Now we're good. you can get further away from the mic.
Hey, thank you, Rome.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. So introduce the band for starters.
Well, Rome, with us today are Debbie Johnson. She plays harmonica for us. Why don't you say hi, Debbie?
Hi.
Hey, Debbie, you're coming through loud and clear. Everything's good.
And then Soretta Shanahan, she plays blues violin. If you've never heard it, it's really something to hear.
Hey, everybody.
I think I've seen you before, I'm pretty sure.
And then there's Ken Cofield, he's a bass player extraordinaire. Ken also does a singles thing he calls Idaho Boy. He's a very accomplished songwriter and one of the best bass players and really a close friend of mine.
Awesome. So how about a little of the background for a few couple of minutes? Billy, we'll go in order. Where are you from? Where are you raised? And who are your musical people that you looked up to and inspirations, I'm trying to say?
Well, I was born here in Eugene, and my family moved to Washington when I was 8 years old. I lived in Washington most of my life. And about 3 years ago, I moved back down here again. Kind of felt a calling for the area. I love it down here. I played music most of my life. I spent some time in Seattle working in the computer industry where I met Ken. And we formed a band up there and developed a sound and eventually called it Bluesabilly. And it's really not fashioned after anything. It's kind of original. It's very different, as you'll hear from the music in a little bit.
I think my listeners are going to have a treat hearing you guys. And Deborah, how about you? Where are you from?
I was originally from the Los Angeles area. I thought it was the greatest place in the world when I was growing up, but I left and have almost never been back.
Well, I'm from there.
It's my home.
Wait, where in Los Angeles? What city?
The Garden Grove area.
Okay, do you know where Culver City is?
Yeah.
My hometown. And when did you leave? What year?
Oh. 1969.
Oh, baby, we left in 77. Soretta, good to see you.
Hey, Rome.
Good to see you. So how about a little quick background about you?
Well, I was born in Pittsburgh, and I was there for 18 years, and I took classical violin there for about just 4 years. But after that, I branched off into some fiddle, Irish music, and Jewish music, and always loved rock and roll. I was kind of born into it because I had older brothers, and so as soon as I was born, I was like hearing rock and roll already, like right away. So I never... didn't have that, and I always loved it, and so, I'm still doing it.
Do you remember, now some of the younger folks won't know what this is, do you remember your first 45 record?
Oh, yeah, well, there was 45, yeah, it was awesome.
You remember your first one you ever got?
No, I don't remember my first one, but I grew up on the Supremes and Motown and all kinds of stuff. It was wonderful.
All right, well, Kenny, it's your turn. So, where are you from?
Well, originally I was born in Idaho. When I was a kid, we moved around a lot and settled in the Portland area when I was about third grade. Then moved up to Seattle. I've been in the Seattle area since 1971. So I went to junior high and high school up there. Started playing professionally in bands when I was 18. It's still too young to leave the bar, you know, leave the stage. I'd have to like traipse across the bar, stand up there, and the other guys would get the drink, and I got to have some kind of beverage.
Right.
And it's non-alcoholic.
I understand that. Who were some of your musical influences growing up?
I was early on, believe it or not, a real, real big fan of Elton John. He was one of my favorites. And that was actually the first LP I ever had. It was Honky Chateau.
Good album, yeah.
That was a nice one. Tower of Power's Horn section on there, you know. And that was sort of where I started out. But when I started playing, we were really into heavy metal rock, which is, you know, Black Sabbath and those guys. And
I got
so that's I moved on from there. I've done all sorts of different bands. Lately, I was playing in a kind of a Jewish world beat rock band, and I was in a blues band, a straight electric blues band, and also my own Idaho Boy thing, which is kind of country rock. And then playing with Billy J. I've been playing with him for 4 or 5 years now. What do we mean? Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're gonna let our listeners actually get to hear you. So, Billy, tell us about the first song.
Well, first song is an interpretation of Folsom Prison Blues, and I can't say too much more about it other than you haven't heard it this way before.
Oh, I can't wait. Again, this is Billy J, and I love the name of your band, and the Blues of Billy band. I love the name. Here we go, right here at 91.9 KRVM.
That train keeps a-rollin', I hang my
Wow, and I mean really well. Well, you guys have an awesome sound, big time, big time.
Thank you very much, Rome.
Man, I'll tell you, you guys really kick it. and we have a latecomer here, part of the band, so why don't you introduce yourself and say what you play and all this good stuff.
Hi, Rome. My name's Lenny Perkins.
Hey, Lenny. Good to have you aboard, buddy. And where are you from originally?
Originally, I was born in Bend, Oregon.
Oh.
I remember the town when it had 2,000 people.
Wow. Wow. What's it have now?
About 80, 85 maybe. Been a while since I've seen the sign, so I really don't know for sure.
So I'm going to ask you the same question I asked the rest of the gang here. So who are some of your musical influences growing up, and who do you like now?
Oh, boy. I got to roll along here. Neil Peart, Andy Newmark, Ainsley Dunbar, drummers.
And you're the drummer. You're the drummer of the group, by the way.
Right.
I got this. We're not on TV,
thanks,
but
I got that. But early influences: Beatles, Rolling Stones, Dave Clark, Five. I played in a band that did Northwest cover tunes, like King Biscuit Entertainers, Dawn of the Good Times, The Wailers, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
So
I used to watch those guys on Santa Monica Beach.
Oh, is that right?
This is back in the 60s. I mean, you remember that? Were you there?
A few of those beaches.
Yeah, some of those beaches, those were the fun times. So anyway, let's play some more of your music. I'm going to get back to Billy. Billy, tell us about the next song.
Well, the next song is actually a Hank Williams tune. It's called Honky Tonk and Blues. This album, by the way, was recorded live at what we call the High Pass Hilton, which is Debbie's house up on High Pass Road.
I love it.
And we just hook everything up and turn on a mic and record it. So this is the Hank Williams tune. Bluesbilly has some country roots and some hillbilly rock roots, and this kind of shows that. So I hope you enjoy.
You guys are awesome. I was at the house at Deborah's house one time, and my wife was really playing the drums. It was just like a fun little jam. It was a blast.
Great time.
I want to go back.
Anytime.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. Again, this is the Billy J and the Bluesabilly Band from Eugene, Blue Jean, Oregon, right here on 91.9 KRVM. Enjoy.
Thank you. honky tonkin' blues.
Wow, you guys, I need to take some more high blood pressure medicine. You guys are getting me all pumped up. This is cool. You guys are awesome. I'm not just saying this. You guys are darn. You guys are damn good.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You are. So I never asked this when I first started the interview. How long have you been together as this band?
Well, it's just been this century. since 2000 rolled by a while ago, you know. Actually, the band's relatively new. It's about 6 months old, something like that. And Soretta was playing music with some good friends.
Oh, I know I know those good friends.
Yeah. And
you can say their names.
Yeah, Gregory and Peggy Satori.
Gregory
used to be on the air here. And a funny story was that I saw her playing at a jam downtown one night, and I called Gregory and said, "You got to have this gal play music with you," because I wasn't putting a group together at the time.
Oh, I gotcha.
And because she's incredible, and she'd work with your group, and things went really well for them. And then Gregory and Peggy retired and moved on to farming, and so I swooped up Soretta right away.
That was a good move. And I want to send out my love to Peggy and Gregory. I love those guys a lot.
They're super people.
They're just good friends, good heart, good friends, and very talented as well.
Yeah,
they're great musicians. They're great people. They have a lot of special things that they do. You know, they help a lot of other people. Every time you turn around, they're helping somebody
they
do
are.
Something.
Hey, this is not part of the interview, but who wants to give a big thank you for supporting KRV? Who wants to do this here? One of you guys? Come on, don't be... Soretta, get over here.
Get over here.
This is some of the folks that support KRVM that are members, so take it away.
Okay, so thank you to Larry Oberbeck of Eugene and Bill Sherman of Eugene for helping support this wonderful radio station.
How easy that was.
Okay.
So you can be a DJ with me sometime.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
Let me do this too. Hold on. No, go away.
Funding for KRVM by Sundance Wine Cellars, now open in their new location at 2441 Hilliard Street, featuring wines from Oregon, Washington, and around the world, as well as accessories and stemware. Tasting bar open daily, and wine tastings Friday and Saturday afternoons from 4 to 6. Sundance Wine Cellars, open daily at 2441 Hilliard, or on the web at orwines.com.
Okay, and I hope I didn't embarrass you by getting you on the mic like that, because I don't usually do that. But
that's great.
But I figure you're a friend.
I can do that.
Hey, we come from the same people, okay?
Yeah,
what can I say? Okay, we do. Okay, here we are, Billy J and the Blues, the Billy Band. Billy, I'm going to get back to you. Tell us a little bit about the next song. Why don't you give out your website? Might be good.
Well, you know, we have a website. It's called billy-j.com. That's billy-jay.com. And it's like every website. It always needs to be updated, but there's a lot of information there. And we'll be posting our gigs there as well.
That's a good thing. You know, some people have these long websites. I like yours. Nice and to the point.
Well, thank you.
That's good.
So the next song we're going to be doing on the recording is called Crazy Arms, and it's a very, very, very old country tune that we have turned into bluesabilly and kind of our own special twist. We were doing this, Ken and I were doing this in Seattle about 2 years ago, and we just kept upgrading it, and Soretta became a big part of it. Lenny put a tremendous rhythm behind it. He's as solid as a rock on the drums, and he brings all of the great rhythm of the music that we do out. So it's great to have him there. Of course, Debbie adds the harmonica and the song, and Ken puts the bottom there so solid, you just can't stand still.
You didn't say Ken's bottom was solid. Is that what you said? No. is that what I heard? No, I didn't hear that.
I think somebody else might have said that.
I didn't say that. So does anyone
so
else
solid you could walk on it?
Hey, I'm a goofball. Anyone else want to say anything about anything? Or I mean, the mics are on. Help yourself, please, before we play the song. Deborah, anything?
I'm probably the least experienced on stage musician. I kind of joined my first garage band at age 60. Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, how cool that is. I would have thought you were like 45. So age 60, my goodness. Anyone else? While the mics are on, again, this is your time to shine. Anybody? Okay, quiet. I'm putting you on the spot, aren't I?
Thank you very much.
You have a good voice, dude. Nice and deep. Okay, here we go. We're going to play Crazy Arms, right? Crazy Arms.
Crazy.
Right here at 91.9 KRVM. Enjoy. Right.
feel. There's a storm brewing in this heart of mine. No mighty trouble behind. Now soon to another you'll be wed. Someone else's love now, you're not mine. You're not mine. My trouble's mine. Now soon to another you'll be wed. Someone else's love now. You're not mine. Like I hope somebody knew. Someone else in love now. You're not mine. Well, you're someone else in love now. You're not mine. Come on, one more. I said you're someone else in love now. You're not.
Oh, you guys really put the kick in the kick butt for sure. You'd absolutely do.
Hey, thanks.
You guys are sweet. I can't wait to see you live again. We'll tell folks later about all that. Okay.
Cool.
That'd be really good. So I want to give out your website again and who you are and any shout outs. Do what you want.
Billy J and the Bluesabilly Band, and it's billy-j.com, billy-j.com. And I thought now would be a really good time to share a little point of interest about our bass player, Ken Cofield.
Sure.
In Seattle, there was a trolley that was created to run in downtown Seattle. Its average speed was 2 miles per hour.
Whoa.
You could walk faster than this trolley, and the people that lived in the area didn't want it. And other powers that be went ahead and had this trolley come into existence. And I want Ken to finish the story because he wrote a song about it that was aired on KOMO TV there. We performed it live at the dedication of the trolley.
Oh,
and
sweet.
He had CDs that were going all over the United States and along with T-shirts that were up there. So tell him the rest of the story about the trolley, Ken.
Yeah, the area of Seattle, it was formerly known as the Cascade neighborhood, and then a prominent developer bought all that land and redesignated it as South Lake Union. So when they're going to have the trolley come through, they decided it was going to be the South Lake Union trolley, and they advertised it as such before they realized what the initials spelled. And Once they figured
I
that
lo-
out.
Boy, do I love this story. See, this was fun to have guests on. This was keep going. I love it.
So they figured that out too late, and some guys at a local coffee shop got hold of that, and they created T-shirts that said, Ride the S-L-U-T, and it had a little picture of a trolley on it. And these T-shirts were like, you know, pet rocks or something. They took off.
Wow.
They sold about 30,000 of them.
Wow.
People from all over the world, you know, the bus loads of, you know, Japanese tourists and whatever was packed to pull up to the place and buy them. Everybody, you know, Norwegians were buying them. You know, Norwegians, they don't buy a lot of shirts. Yeah.
This is what makes live radio so darn cool. You know, commercial radio, we couldn't be doing this. And this is so cool. Oh my goodness.
So anyway, I said this is a movement that needs a song. Someone said that, and I thought, well, okay. And I went wrote the thing and called the South Lake Union Trolley, and I made a little 3-song CD out of it, and they started selling them with the T-shirts.
Wow.
And I probably sold a couple hundred of them. It wasn't as popular as the T-shirts.
How fun. How
that was
fun.
5 minutes or maybe even 10 minutes of fame. I might have gotten the full 10.
You guys make the fun, you know, you make this fun, you guys being here. I'm loving, I'm sure my listeners are going, this is way cool. I mean, this is something that everybody doesn't know, stories like this. This is cool.
When we went, I went over and got together with Ken, and we went down to the dedication of the trolley, and with a couple of acoustic guitars played this song, and it kind of caught on, and the local TV station came by and did an interview. But in the meantime, the people that had the speakers for the mayor's presentation of all this put hip-hop music on the speakers, turned them up so loud you couldn't hardly hear yourself talk.
Oh.
It was very funny, but somehow, I don't know how, the TV station wiped out every single bit of the background, and you'd have thought we were playing in some park. They could hear us perfectly on TV. I don't know how they did it. It was amazing.
That is so cool. Hey, I'm glad to have you guys here. You guys can come on, you know, again and again, for sure.
Oh, we'd love it.
This is a good mix here. So I'll tell you what, tell me about the last song, and after this last song, I get to tell the folks where they can see you live, which is cool as could be.
Cool. Well, you know, I go around, and so do most of the members of the group, go around and play the different blues jams in town. We have an incredible blues community in Eugene, and a lot of jams, and so this song is a song that I wrote and created and played at the blues jams. I actually hosted blues jams myself. It's called Tell Me Woman. Some people, actually women, might think it's slightly chauvinistic, but that's okay. It's just the blues, and the creative life is alive and well in me. So here's Tell Me Woman.
Hey, Billy, you guys are okay. Again, this is Billy J and the Bluesabilly Band right here on 91.9 KRVM. You're going to enjoy this.
What you gonna do? Where will you have me? Can I go home with you? Tell me, woman, where you gonna go? Well, tell me, woman, where you gonna go? Thank you. what you gonna do? Well, tell me, woman, what you gonna do? Well, will you have me? Where you gonna go?
What a delight, what a treat. You guys definitely got it together. This is good. This is really good, guys. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we have to say one thing. It's such a pleasure to come down here, Rome, and be on your show. I like what I hear every time I hear your show. It's really cool.
And, hey, thank you, Bill.
You know, you're definitely the voice that everybody should be chasing after.
Oh, what a compliment. Oh, if only my wife would be hearing this. She says I talk too much. Imagine that. For 36 years. Anyway, no, seriously, Billy, you guys are all a fantastic group. And if you want to say something, please do.
Looking at the cover on the CD, what we ought to do is we ought to, like, autograph this thing.
Yeah.
Hey, is that for me?
Yeah, you can have that.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
And you can have a pre-release of half of our album.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it to the radio station. They can put it in their rotation, and then I'll get a copy out of that.
But cool.
I'll give it to the station. That way they can rotate it all.
All right.
That'll be awesome. So here's the deal. You can see this band usually on Thursdays, right, at the Vets Club.
Yes.
And it's a blues jam.
Yeah.
And usually, what, probably 9 o'clock? Is that? Or?
Oh, no, the blues jam is early. The blues jam starts at 7 o'clock.
Oh, that's even better.
This one's early. It gets over at 10 if you have to work the next day.
Even better.
Yeah, so really, they have great food down there, and I'm going to let you say where it is, but we eat down there all the time.
I already said you're going to be at the Vets Club on Thursday. And again, Billy J and the Blues of Billy Band, I thank you all for being here. Any parting words? You're welcome.
Thank you, Rome. Thank you again. Yeah.
Yes, thanks, Rome.
My pleasure.
Keep rocking, keep bluesing.
Well, the way we got together, besides knowing a couple of you guys anyway, I was at one of the local markets, and Thredda's husband works there, and I said, what's Thredda doing these days? He said, she's a new band that's going to blow you away. So I want to thank Cedric for, connecting us all.
Right on.
Thanks, Cedric.
All right.
Thank you, Cedric. You're a good guy. A plastic or paper? Okay. back to the rest of the Rock and Rome show. You listeners are the best. And again, you guys, thank you so much. Where am I at? Here we go.